Von mir ziehe per Gimel Mishne Zayin. Hamafkid Peris Etzel Chaveroi. We're talking over here in the last Mishnah, we spoke about the responsibility of a Shomer to hold on to the original Chavetz. Vis-a-vis Achiv HaShavas Aveda to Rativ a moment of Yisrael that's going bad, that's being spoiled. So here we're talking about something else. Reuven gave Shimon a barrel of Peris. So you have to assume that some of the stuff will go bad. That's the nature of things. How much could he be menake? How much could the nifka, the shomer, when he gives it back, could take off the amount? He gave him 100 pounds. How much does he have to give him back? And that's hard to understand. He has to give him back whatever's in the barrel, sometimes more, sometimes less. If the 100 spoiled a little bit and turned into 90, he's giving him back 90. If it spoiled a little bit more, he'll give him back 80. Maybe it was a good summer and the winds weren't as biting. And memela, there's 95 that's left. What's the shayla? The Gemara says over here, he was Ma'ariv, and he was allowed to his own tvua with the tvua of the mafkid. The reason why he's allowed to is because it preserves better when it's mixed with more chitim sayin, whatever it is. So over here, you have to know how much does he have to take off from what he has in storage, which a good chelik of it belongs to the guy who gave him. Harezi yotzei lechesron, he doesn't have to give back the full amount. You could assume that something is missing in the original pikadoin, and therefore he doesn't have to give him back more than that. L'chitin u'la'orez tisha chatzoi kabin lakor. The amount is, this is pashut scientific. How much spoilage can you expect over a certain amount of time? In chitin and oirez, oirez is what we call rice. According to most mafashim, some mafashim argue, pashtas we nema that oirez all over shas is the regular min that we call rice today. So the amount of spoilage one could expect is tisha chatzoi kabin, 9 half kabin, which is 4.5, out of a kor. Just to put this in perspective, a kor is shloshim saw, and a saw is 6 kabin. So there are 180 kabin in a kor. So in a kor that has 180 kabin, 4.5. What's 4.5 percentage-wise to 80? It's 1 out of 40, 2.5%. L'soirin u'ledoichin. Sarin is barley, doichin is another type of rice. Tisha kabin lakur, not tisha chatzoi kabin, the spoilage is more. It's instead of being 1 out of 40, it's 1 out of 20. Lukusmin, also types of grains that grow from the ground. It's sholosh soyin lakur. 3 saw, we said before, saw 6 kabin, so it's 18 kabin. The amount that we had before was Tisha Kabin Lakur, and we said that that's 1 out of 20. So this is double that. It's 1 out of 10. Can hear that the spoilage is higher. Hakurlufi Amida Hakurlufi Azman. The Mishnah issues a disclaimer. L'chayr, it has to do with the size. It also has to do with the time of the year, conditions, how much moisture there is, etc. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Chima Ichbas Lehen Lakbar. V'aloi Oichles Ben Mehabe Ben Mekimah. He says an interesting point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Says what you primarily choshish for is spoilage, not natural spoilage because of exposure to air or dampness. Mostly it's because it's eaten by animals, by rodents. So memela, what's the difference if there's a bigger barrel, there's no barrel? You have to measure lefi achbarn, eat that amount. What's the difference? Achbarn go into a huge barrel of wheat, so they're going to eat more than achbarn that just walked into a box of Cheerios. They eat what they eat. He measures it only for kor. They're going to always eat that amount, the numbers that you just measured, in a kor, not in a 2-kor, 3-kor, 4-kor. It's not proportional. He makes a different point. The peira is very often adra, but they swell, they expand, depending on which time of the year it is. So if we're talking about things that are high volume, if it's a midi merubo, which means that it's 10 kurim or yaisi, the Gemara says, from a braisa, then you're not menaka anything, because you assume that the volume makes up for what was lost in volume by day spoilage. That's the assumption in the Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. Yoytzi l'shtus yayin. Yayin yavoso, how much yayin gets ruined. There's also the Gemara says that the walls of the barrel of wine absorb a certain amount over a decent period of time. The Mishnah says that amount is a shtus, a sixth. For Yehuda, I'm a chaymish, less. Or, I'm sorry, bigger amount. The percentage of it is 20%, not 16.6%. Yoytzi le'shloshes lugin shemen le'meah. The shear of hoitzah, like we just said, is 3 lugin of shemen to 100. 3 to 100, it's 1 to 33.3. Loigu mechze shmar. The Mishnah explains where the shloshes lugin comes from. 1.5 is because sediments go to the bottom and they're lost as part of the oil, the thickness of the oil. Loigu mechze bela, a loig and a half, is the absorption of the walls of the barrels. Imoyu kankanim yishonim, if they're old barrels, so they don't absorb that much. So mele eni moitzile bela, take off that 1.5 that you would be poiches, because the walls are already saturated with other materials, it's not going to be belay what you put in now. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, afa moich Hashem mezukach lechaveri kol yomoy seshono. It's not only by a nifka, then a person sells shemen to his friend. He's going to be his supplier for a year's worth of shemen. What he does is every week he sends him a small shipment. He paid him in advance, and now he is going to give him a certain amount. He has to assume that in Meyo loig, there's going to be a loigum echzer of shmarim. The chayyim the machlokes is that the Tanakama holds it by a storekeeper. The assumption is that he's selling him mizukok, that he's selling it to him without the lossage of whatever is not purified, whatever sinks to the bottom, whatever goes into the walls of the Daifin HaKli. Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish that this same type of opmach, he's allowed to mix together, a shomer, he's allowed to mix together his oil, and then he takes off accordingly. It would be the same thing by somebody who is a supplier of goods to a buyer. And that, you could hear a debate.